The Lord is with you when you are with him. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you. For a long time, Israel was without the true God, without a priest to teach and without the law. But in their distress, they turned to the Lord, the God of Israel, and sought him, and he was found by them. In those days, it was not safe to travel about, for all the inhabitants of the lands were in great turmoil. One nation was being crushed by another, and one city by another, because God was troubling them with every kind of distress. But as for you, be strong and do not give up, for your work will be rewarded. I want to talk from the subject, be strong, don't give up.
All right.
Be strong, don't give up. Now, we know that the tribes of Israel has been split to the northern and the southern, okay? We're dealing with the southern. We're dealing with Benjamin and Judah, and Asa is the king, and Asa is a king that has followed God, all right? He has just come from a major campaign in Africa and has routed the enemy. And upon his return, Azariah, the prophet, comes up. Now, this is the only time that you will hear about Azariah, and I just want to make a quick note about that. Just because you're nobody right now does not mean you'll be somebody at some time.
All right.
And that somebody is your own thought process, because as long as you belong to God, you can be used at any given time. And so at this moment, Azariah has been called upon by God to deliver a message from God. Now, we hear no more about him, but does not make him insignificant. It means that one of his purposes was fulfilled. So if you bring somebody to Christ and that's all you ever brought, don't fret.
All right. Amen.
Because God used you when you needed you the most. And one life saved, that's something to shout about. Amen.
Amen.
So King Asa is coming back from a major victory, and you want to be welcomed by this major victory by all kinds of fanfare. But he finds a prophet who begins to teach him and tell him and warn him. Amen? Yeah. Azariah says that, listen to me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin. So he has everybody's attention. He said, the Lord is with you when you are with him. If you seek him, he will be found by you. So the Lord is with us when we're with him.
Yes, sir.
In other words, just because you got a great victory don't mean you take your eyes off God.
Come on.
And sometimes the great victory is a reminder to tell you to stay on course.
Yes, sir.
As long as you're in me, as long as you're with me, I will be with you.
Yeah.
See, we struggle a lot of times because we want the God that's with us at all times. But it's not predicated on if we're with him. You understand what I'm saying? We want God to deliver. We want God to bless. We want God to encourage. But we don't always bless and encourage what God does. We don't make the grounds fertile for God to be able to talk to us. And you got to understand that if you've been reading Chronicles, that these kings from both sides were both crazy and some were sane. They was worshiping idols and everything else. And these were the same children that God bought from out of Israel, out of Egypt.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, if anybody should be worshiping God, it should be the children of Israel.
Yes,
but yet we got a split between tribes, and we got kings that are doing the wrong thing because they did not follow God in the first place.
Well.
See, when you go in and you conquer a nation, when you go in and you get saved, when you go in and you make changes in your life, you got to make changes that are complete and follow God to the letter. In other words, if he says to remove everything that does not belong there, that means that I got to go through inventory in my household, in my friends, in my relationships, and begin to clean up everything that don't belong there, because as long as I keep it there, I'm going to be hindered from hearing from God. And you say, well, why would I be hindered? You're going to be hindered because your mind is not focused on God.
Yeah.
It's focused on the things.
Yeah.
the stuff. And as long as we stay there, I'm here to tell you that God cannot get through. And so just in case Asa was going to get a big hit because of his victory, because he was following God, God sends a gentle reminder. As long as you are with me, I am with you. As long as you keep me first, I can keep giving you the victory. Now, how many folks only want one victory?
Wow.
Oh, yeah, I'm good, Lord. One's good enough for me. Yeah. I don't need another victory, so I'm going to go ahead and do the stuff that I want to do. Yeah. No, we want victory after victory because not only do we want them for ourselves, but we want to claim them for who? For God. Amen. I want to say, to God be the glory. You know, when I walk into my destiny, to God be the glory. You know, when I come out of my bad relationship, to God be the glory. You know, when I find a job that's meant for me, to God be the glory. When I find a career that I want, to God be the glory. In other words, if I can come out of my mess, to God be the glory. If I don't need that, I don't need God. If I don't need God, I'm in trouble. So never get so caught up in a victory that you don't realize where it comes from. So Azariah comes around and he says, now, as long as you're with God, God is with you. But if you forsake him, I just got a major victory, man. What are you talking about? I'm here to remind you that if you forsake him, he'll forsake you. Now, I say that because some folks struggle as to why they are not where they need to be in God. And they're not honest with themselves. Or I should say, we're not honest with ourselves when we try to figure out why God is not working within us. Why God is not in our relationship. Why God is not in our marriage. Why God is not in our job. Why God is not in our family and our friends. We want to question why God is not doing the stuff he's supposed to do. But the question should come back to you. What are you doing to get closer to God? See, how in the world can you ever navigate this world if you never attend Bible study? How can you navigate the world if you never go to Sunday school? How can you navigate the world? And I know I got people asking, well, you know, Rev, I read on my own. I got my own study time. I got my own Bible time. But if it's just you and your own Bible time, who's to challenge your ideas? If you're reading the word and you're reading it strictly for yourself, and let me just say that even though the enemy is gone, the enemy is there. The Bible says in Job that he asked Satan where he was, and Satan said, I was walking to and fro. In other words, Satan was up in heaven communicating with God. Amen. So therefore, if you study in God's word and you don't have no pilot to help you along or no co-pilot to kind of steer you back in the right place, you're going to get what your mind wants out of a scripture that may not be what the scripture says.
Come on.
Amen. And that's what's called eisegete, where you put in what ain't really there. Exegete is to pull out, but you won't know about that because you ain't been to study. So in order to understand where you're going in God, you have to be a full 100% participating partner in the process. Amen? Because you don't want God to leave you. Why in the world would God give you everything you want, you need, and you're looking for, and you pay him no honor? And you don't even know that much about him. You say, well, Lord, I belong to Mount Moriah. God says so. I got a million Mount Moriah. What does that mean, I go to Mount Moriah? Now, what are you doing to grow the relationship between you, the church, and you and me? So you're asking me for stuff and you're wondering why you're not getting the stuff. It's because you're not really on board. See, you at the train station and you see the train is nice, but you ain't fully on board because you ain't sure the destination of the train. And the only reason you're not sure of the destination is you don't know who God is. See, if I'm getting on a train, it's train 777. If I'm getting on God's train, I already know where the destination is.
All right.
Now, there may be some stops on the train, but I'm not worried about the stops because I know who the conductor is.
All right.
So as long as I know who the conductor is, the Bible says that if he's with me, I'm with him. If I'm with him, he's with me. If I forsake him, he'll forsake me. That tells me that I can close my eyes on this train. King Asa, you can close your eyes. Because as long as you follow me, I'm going to bless you. If you read the chapter, you're going to find out for 35 years, King Asa was blessed because he followed God. There's only one thing he did not do, and read about it. Because just because you got God's blessing, don't mean it's going to ride the whole way through. Because we still play a major part in it. And sometimes, if he says get rid of it all, you got to get rid of it all. See, you can get rid of 99.9%, and God will bless you. But you will never get to the final destination until you get rid of 100%. In other words, folks say, well, you know, I've changed my ways. I don't do the same thing. But we got that 0.1% that's still there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That 0.1% that says it's all right still to go out and get drunk. That 0.1% is all right still to go out and do a little smoke. That 0.1% is all right to go out and get my jiggy on in the club. That 0.1% that always says, look, I can lie a little bit. I can cheat a little bit. I can steal a little bit. I can do some things because God ain't really mine because I got 99.9% stuff working. But if you forsake God, it ain't just 99.9%. It's 100%. You want 100% from God, but yet you don't expect to give God 100% back. And I'm not saying that we're supposed to be perfect. What I'm saying is that if we truly seek God out, then the Holy Spirit is going to blast out those things that keep us from seeking Him 100%. See, the reality is as long as I'm truthful and I'm honest with who I am, if I know I'm a mess and I call myself a mess and I begin to deal with that, then God understands and God sees me. How do I know? Because God made me. God has given me the passion to do right, the passion to get it right, the passion to be able to say, Lord, here I am, a sinner. Save me, forgive me, and lead me down a road that you would have me travel. Now, will I make some mistakes? Absolutely. And the only reason I make mistakes is because I'm not Christ. Christ got the whole thing figured out. He know exactly how to say no when he's supposed to say no. We know how to say no when we're supposed to say no, but we struggle with the no because in the back of our flesh, there's a yes.
All right, all right, all right.
Be strong. Uh-huh. Don't give up. The problem is that when you forsake God, you begin to break down. I can't get this thing right. I can't do it. Every time I turn around, I'm messing up. I might as well go ahead and just call in the towel. I might as well throw it all in and say, Lord, I can't do it. That's the enemy. That's the enemy telling you to give up. See, in order to, I like God because the Bible says step out on what? What is faith? It's something that you can't really grab a hold of. Yeah. It's something that you really can't touch, you can't see. Yeah. It's something that's not there, but it's there. Yeah. It's like stepping out onto a bridge that ain't no bridge there. Yeah. I just believe that if I put my foot out, something's going to appear. Yeah. That's faith. Yeah. And then faith is also established by growth. Okay. See, every time I walk out and I put my foot out and there's a platform under there, I'm going to realize through trial and error that every time I step out, it's going to be there. It don't mean I have to see it. I just have to believe that it's going to be there. Well, if I'm following God, if I'm in God and God is in me and God says, I will never leave you nor forsake you, then I know that God's going to have a platform when I step out.
Yes, sir.
And so just because I got this great victory don't mean I can sleep now. It means I got to stay on track. It means I got to keep moving forward because last time I checked, just because you won the war don't mean another fight wasn't coming along. We had, what, 2 world wars and a lot of other conflicts in between. So just because the battle was won this time don't mean another battle ain't coming. But every time I go through a battle, and I get a victory in God, and I give God the glory, I know that when the next battle comes, I'm going to be prepared for the battle because I'm doing my homework, because I know that I'm not getting complacent on my values, that ain't no more battles coming. I'm going to stay in God. I'm going to keep worshiping God. I'm going to keep learning about God. The more I learn, the more I can be strong and I can be encouraged that if God is for me, then who can be against me? But if you forsake him, he will forsake you. In other words, if you just want to do the save thing and nothing else, you're going to have a hard life. And you're going to wonder why God ain't there. If you don't do what he asks, there's no way he can do what you ask. If you don't follow the scriptures, if you don't follow the word, if you don't follow the path that God has given you, then that's where your struggles are. That's where your challenges are. It's in everything you do that's outside of God. And we all get to a point in our lives where we say, all right, enough is enough. I can't do this. I can't do it no more. You know, I've struggled. I've fought. It can't be me. I can't find it in me. All of my ways have failed. Everything I've done has turned bad. There has to be something and someone that's bigger than me. And I know I accepted Christ, because I'm talking to the saints. Uh-huh. I know I've accepted Christ, but I'm not experiencing what everybody else is experiencing. I'm not experiencing the joy of knowing God. I'm not experiencing the peace of God. Why is it? Look into the mirror and ask yourself what your lifestyle is like. When you got saved, did you do inventory? Did you get rid of the idols and the mess and the negative people and the stuff that you keep around you that kept you in a bad position in the first place? If you can say no, then you got to look at those things that have been keeping you from knowing who God is. You got to be able to say, I need to move some stuff out of my way. I need to move some negative things out of my way. I need to get rid of the bad energy that I have around me. The reason why the northern tribe was so jacked up is because when they had conquered a place and they went and plundered the place, they kept the idols. And they set the idols up. And they worshiped the idols that did nothing for them. We worship idols and folks that do nothing for us. We worship football teams and basketball teams and purses and clothing and shoes and things that don't do nothing for us. We will take the bank. We will take our own paycheck and purchase things that will do nothing for us. Now, yeah, they'll dress up the external, but we talked about that last week. Yeah. You can have the external looking all the way you want, but if the internal ain't right, then the external is just as jacked up as the inside is. Yeah. So we're worshiping stuff that will do nothing for us, and the one that will do something for us, we put him on the 1%. If you had been in Sunday school this morning, Sister Yolanda made a real powerful point. And she asked a question about, you know, could you forgive someone who had tortured your child, who killed your child, who had just ripped your child apart and everything else that was, anything you could ask to be done to a child, could you forgive them? And everybody had issues with it. And then what Yolanda said was, this is a true scenario. This is a story of somebody's child that happened over 2,000 years ago. That didn't come from her. That came from him. So God forgave us and still forgives us for what we do in him. And all of the mess, everything that we are, every piece of wrongness that we do, everything that we do outside of him, God blesses us. He forgives us. Even though we continually nail his son to the cross, every time we forsake him, God still forgives us. He still loves us. So look, if you want to be victorious, if you want to be a winner, be strong. Don't give up. The only one who wins when you give up is the enemy. The only one who loses when you give up is everyone around you. I'm so glad that Jesus didn't give up. I mean, by all accounts, he could have gave up. Everything that he came and he meant and he stood for was rejected. The Bible said he came to his own and his own received him not. But he didn't give up. He kept on pushing. He kept on moving. And even when it came to the point where he knew he was about to lose his own life, he began to pray to God the Father. He said, Lord, if you could, remove this cup. I really don't want to die this way. So that let me see the humanity that Jesus had some struggles just like we had. We don't want to be crucified. We want to be able to live and have an abundant life. But I'm so glad that he didn't give up. Then of all times when he should have gave up. Because I'm just telling you. I'm telling you, if I was Jesus, the first time I seen a stake go up in the air and the hammer with it, I'd have said, well, can I have another chance? I may want to rethink this thing. But Jesus never, ever gave up. He stayed strong through the whole thing because we got to stay strong because folks are dependent on us. We got to stay strong because people count on us. We got to stay strong because our children look up to us. We got to stay strong because there are folks who we don't even know who want to know how we're going to respond when adversity hits. Jesus stayed and let him nail himself to the cross. Nailed his left hand. Nailed his right hand. Put his feet together and put a nail through both of those feet. Then he lifted them up. Be strong. Don't give up. If you really want a victory in God, fight. Do what he tells you to do. Get on board. And stay on board. Don't get off because things get a little rough. Things get a little rocky. Don't get off or jump ship just because you're unsure of where you're going. If you know him and you know that you know that you know that you know that you know him and you know that he'll never leave you nor forsake you. If you know that he died in your place. If you know that he took your sins on the cross, if you know that early on a Sunday morning he got up with all power to make sure you would reach your destination in him, if you understand all those things about God, be strong and don't give up. Be strong and don't give up. Don't let the negative folks stop you from worshiping God. Don't let a household who everybody's still in the bed keep you from getting to church on time Sunday morning to learn about God. Don't let the fact that I've been working hard all week stop you from getting a Bible study at 6:30 and spending an hour with God to be able to keep going through that hump day period of your life. Don't let the enemy get to you. Be strong and don't give up. Because if God is for me, who can be against me? If you stay with God, God will stay with you. If you forsake him, he will forsake you. God is not here to forsake us. He's here to bless us, to keep us, to encourage us, to help us get up when we fall. But you got to know it. You got to know it. If you don't know it, the people around you ain't going to know it. But if you know it and you show it, and you walk in it, and you hold your chest up high, and you say, excuse me, child of God coming through. I got some problems. I got some issues. And I got some concerns that can hold me down. But you know what? I'm going to lay them down. Because I don't have to worry about those things. As a matter of fact, because I know that God is on the throne, I can go to sleep at night. I don't have to worry because I'm in Him. And the Bible said that if I stay in Him, He going to stay in me. If I stay in Him, He going to stay in me. Be strong. Don't give up. Be strong. And don't give up. God is with you. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. But He will never butt in. He has to be invited in. In other words, you got to kill your will for His will. And if you accept His will, you're going to go far. Lord, the church, open this morning.